Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Monday, the 14th of April, here at KKWC. Pat Powers with Brian Lesher from Fuller Hall, Webster City Park and Recreation. Brian, good Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
We're doing this on the eve of what should put a smile on everybody's face, and that is the opening of the park season here in Webster City.
Correct. Yep, our parks officially open tomorrow, April 15th, and they will proceed to be open till October of this year.
So a full 6 months of fun in the parks of Webster City. Now, will people notice anything new when they come visit the parks of the season, Brianne?
Yep, so we have quite a few park projects going on, a few of them. One of them is out at Kendall Young Park. Our North Shelter is currently under renovation and will hopefully be completed by May so we can start taking rentals there again. We are also having a new furnace installed at the Brewer Creek Shelter, allowing us to have the shelter in use all year long for rentals or different events. And then beginning in June, we haven't started this project, but our staff will be renovating the East Twin Park building and creating family restrooms for that park. So we will have portable toilets down there for the time being until we get this project completed, but in June we will begin a bathroom project down there.
Well, that's going to be so nice for the campers and visitors exploring the parks there this year. And also this past weekend, there, Brianne, we had the Easter egg hunt sponsored by a number of organizations, and that had to be a big event for Wilson Brewer Park, no doubt.
Yep, the Wilson Brewer Park Foundation board, they put that event together, and it looks like it was a big turnout. They had animals there. They had face painting, Easter egg hunt, a color run. They had all sorts of fun festivities down there for over the weekend.
Do they have a number about how many attended that all?
I don't have that number, not on hand, no.
All right, but it was a nice day. People of all ages enjoying the week before Easter with the Easter egg hunt. And I have a sneaky feeling there will be another one coming up next year there, Brianne.
Yeah, definitely.
What about improvements? That's such a big news these days with what's happening at Wilson Brewer Park. What are we going to see down the road in 2025 at Wilson Brewer?
Well, with Wilson Brewer Park, that's currently ran by the Wilson Brewer Park Board Foundation. Mm-hmm. But I do know that they will be starting to bring all the antiques and things like that back into the courthouse. That project is going to be completed soon. And I do know that they are going to be doing some things at the depot. So
That's a big project, no doubt, in Webster City. Thanks to all the generous funds, too, over the last year or two. But it's great to see Webster City and Hamilton County working together for the Wilson Brewer Park.
Yeah. Yep, but one of the main things we have going on is our recreation programs right now.
Right.
So we are currently offering many youth recreation programs this spring and summer. Our youth track will be taking place in May, but registration is open. We also have registration open for youth baseball and softball, but we'll also be offering two new programs this summer, which are our youth strength and conditioning program for individuals that are completing 6th and 7th grades. And hopefully we'll be having a youth golf program. We're still in the works of getting that figured out. But all of our youth spring and summer programs are open for registration now. So, yep, we have a lot of fun activities for the youth to take part of in this spring and summer.
That's in addition to the tennis course or program that they have each summer, too.
Yes, we have tennis going on this summer also.
Again, we're talking with Brianne Lesher, our Webster City Park and Recreation Director, on some of the fun things happening in Webster City when it comes to the great outdoors and the indoors. Now, we were just talking off air there, Brianne. It's going to be another month and a half before the fun returns to the Webster City outdoor swimming pool.
Yep, so our outdoor swimming pool is scheduled to open Monday, June 2nd. Our hours of operation this year will be adult lap swim from 11:30 to 1 o'clock, and then open swim from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock Monday through Sunday. So every day of the week we will be open. We will be offering public swimming lessons the week of June 16th through June 27th, and we'll also have a second session for public swimming lessons the week of July 14th through the 18th. Some other activities that we'll have available are AquaTots, which will be available for kids ages 6 months to 4 years old beginning June 16th and ending July 2nd. And we will also be offering adult AquaSize beginning June 9th. And this program will run every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 11:30 to 12:30 from June 9th to August 1st.
Fantastic. And again, the pool opens on June 2nd. That's on a Monday. And how long will the season last?
So the season lasts, normally it's around 77 days or so, but it should, I'm just pulling up my calendar quick.
Okay.
It should be open till around the 17th, Sunday, August 17th.
That's the last day that the pool will be open, because a lot of those lifeguards, well, they're just about ready to begin the fall college season.
Yep, so we have high school athletics that start in August. We
right.
have kids going back to college. So, yeah, our lifeguarding staff starts to go down in numbers at the beginning of August, so we try to stay open as long as possible.
So, again, the pool opens every day starting June 2nd, and that will continue all the way until August the 17th, which is on a August 17th this year. That falls on a Sunday for the outdoor pool. But people who like to enjoy the great indoors there, Breanne, that's Fuller Hall. That'll be open all summer long, I believe.
Yes, yep. So we are, this summer is the first summer we're doing this. We are going to be open our regular hours. So we'll be open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then we'll also be open Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. and then Sundays from 1 to 9 p.m. So by doing this, we are also having rentals available on the weekends, so people can rent our facility on the weekends if they choose to. The only difference that we will have with our scheduling here is that we will not have an indoor pool available. So once the outdoor pool is filled and is open, the indoor pool is then drained, and we do repairs, painting, things like that during the summer season to get that pool ready to go in the fall.
So Fuller Hall will be open every day starting on, well, spring, I take it, until 9 o'clock at night.
Correct, yep.
And even into the summer, too.
Yep, yep.
Well, that's neat, because at one time, the Fuller Hall will open until about 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, so it's going to still stay open in the evenings.
Yep, so that was our previous summer hours. We were closed on Saturday and Sundays, and
yeah.
then we were only open until 6 p.m., and so we wanted to make this change so that the facility was available for people to come in and either cool off in the summer or continue to work out indoors, just to be able to utilize our facility as they would like to.
Breanne, you had a health and wellness fair about a few weeks ago at Fuller Hall. How did that go?
It went well. We had around 20 to 25 vendors that showed up. So those are businesses and organizations in Webster City or around the surrounding area, all the way from Ames, Iowa Falls, Humboldt, and Fort Dodge in our surrounding area. We also had four educational classes that we had health professionals speak at. And so overall, it went really well. There was a lot of good information for our community to come and receive. So, yeah, it was a good event.
And this is the first time it's been held since, I think, last few years, because it had to be called off because of COVID, I believe. But did that happen last year, too? Or
Well, actually, we've had the health fair the last 3 years. The difference was is that we switched it to April instead of January. We were not wanting to fight the weather
right.
in case we get a snowstorm or something like that. So
makes sense.
The last 3 years, we've held it in April. But prior to that, it was before COVID. Yes,
yep.
COVID kind of wiped us out there for a little while.
Yep.
But yes,
yeah,
we have had it the past couple years.
So that was back in January, but I have a feeling it's going to come back again next year, judging from my little brief visit that day at Fuller Hall.
Absolutely.
Anything else of note going on there at Fuller Hall there in Webster City?
Just a quick note to the public that we are currently running sales on family use and adult pool passes.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage the public to stop into Fuller Hall and purchase your pool pass prior to May 15th. We're just offering a discounted price for everyone to be able to take advantage of to be able to utilize our outdoor pool.
Indeed. And, of course, Fuller Hall has some events for the senior citizens. You're still doing your bingo, I believe?
Yep. So we do bingo once a month, which is the first Wednesday of the month. And that begins at 1:30 to 3 on that Wednesday. And then we do senior crafts also, which is the third Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. And every month we just do a different craft with the season. And it normally takes around an hour, but it's just a fun DIY craft that you can come, socialize, and just have some fun.
Fantastic. Anything else that we left out here this morning? A lot of good things happening.
Yep, I think we covered all our bases.
All right. If people want more information on what's happening at Fuller Hall, then we call your office. They're at 832-9152 or...
9193.
Oh, 9193. And, of course, there's also information on Facebook and on the City of Webster City website for all the great things happening in the parks, opening up officially tomorrow on April 15th, and also at Fuller Hall in Webster City, and the pool opens for the year coming up on Monday, June 3rd. It's going to be an exciting time.
Yep.
Very good. Brianne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.